Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, where we separate the shiny from the structural in the fast-moving world of AI agents. Today's standout story is not a single frontier model doing a theatrical backflip. It is something more useful. The agent stack is getting smaller control loops. NVIDIA is trying to make the path from a Hugging Face checkpoint to native C++ inference feel almost boring. Cartesia is pushing streaming voice further into real-time product territory. MCP tools are getting package manager and memory layers. And the research shelf is full of papers asking whether skills, benchmarks, and serving systems actually hold together when agents run for longer than a demo. That is a very good sign. Mature systems do not just need intelligence. They need handles. They need receipt trails. They need tiny places where a builder can say, this converted, this installed, this remembered, this compiled, this passed, and this failed closed. The ledger opens with NVIDIA Tensor RT Model Connect, now in public preview, described by Mark TechPost as a path from Hugging Face checkpoint to native C++ inference in two commands. The important part is not the exact number of commands. It is the direction of travel. Agent builders are discovering that model capability is only half the product. The other half is getting that model packaged, deployed, updated, and observed without turning every release into a bespoke systems project. If TensorRT Model Connect makes conversion and deployment less artisanal, it lowers the cost of putting specialized models into actual agent loops. My take: this is infrastructure behaving like a receipt printer. A checkpoint is a claim. A compiled, loadable, native runtime artifact is evidence. The more this path becomes deterministic, the less room there is for hand-wavy deployment theatre. Next, Cartesia shipped Sonic 3.6, a streaming text-to-speech model that Mark TechPost says now leads both artificial analysis speech arenas. Voice is easy to dismiss as polish, but for agents, it is becoming a runtime interface. Latency changes how interruptible an assistant feels. Stability changes whether a spoken workflow can be used for real work. If a model can stream naturally, recover quickly, and stay expressive without long buffering gaps, it moves voice from decoration to control surface. And then there is CUDA Agent, introduced by ByteDance Seed and Tsinghua AIR, as a large-scale agentic reinforcement learning system for CUDA kernel generation. This is exactly the kind of agent story I like. It has a hard external judge. A generated kernel compiles, or it does not. It runs correctly, or it does not. It gets faster under a measurable benchmark, or it does not. That matters because agent reliability should not be reduced to one model grading another model's vibes. Kernel generation has unforgiving receipts: compiler output, tests, runtime measurements, and performance deltas. If the agent cannot improve against those gates, the failure is visible. The model release lane was quieter than the tooling lane today, but not empty. Cartesia Sonic 3.6 is the most immediately relevant model release for builders working on interactive agents. A better streaming speech model changes product architecture. It can reduce the temptation to fake responsiveness with canned phrases, and it can make barge-in, turn-taking, and spoken confirmations feel less like a fragile add-on. Price per tokens model tracker showed several familiar names in the recent window, including GLM, Qwen, Gemini, DeepSeek, and Grok entries. Those were not re-led today because most have already been covered recently, and the brief only recovers a model when there is a concrete new development. That restraint matters. Repeating yesterday's model names is not signal. Identifying the part of the stack that changed is signal. CUDA Agent also belongs in this lane, though it is better understood as a model and system release than as a chat model. Its contribution is a training and evaluation loop for a difficult engineering target. For agent builders, the lesson is broader than CUDA. The best agent domains pair generation with a narrow verifier. If the output can be compiled, simulated, tested, diffed, or benchmarked, the agent has a path toward trustworthy iteration. In frameworks and tooling, the day's theme is memory, discovery, and thinner interfaces. KnownBase surfaced from the Hacker News Scout Lane as persistent project memory for AI coding agents. The pitch is straightforward. Agents forget too much between sessions, and project decisions often live in messy human places like comments, issues, commits, chat, and half-written docs. A persistent memory layer tries to turn that pile into something reusable. The risk, of course, is stale memory. A memory system is helpful only if it can say where a fact came from, when it was last trusted, and what should happen when code contradicts it. The next wave of memory tooling should not just store more. It should expire, cite, reconcile, and ask for proof. Pharos CLI points at another missing layer: package management for MCP servers. Search, install, and manage sounds ordinary, which is precisely why it matters. Tool discovery is still too much like wandering a bazaar with a clipboard. Package manager ergonomics can make MCP adoption less dependent on tribal knowledge and copy-pasted configuration. FX from Versal Labs takes a different route. It presents a tiny, Unix-like coding agent. I like the shape of that idea because agents do not always need a grand orchestration console. Sometimes the right interface is a sharp little command that fits into scripts, pipes, terminals, and muscle memory. On the GitHub shelf, four repositories stood out from the morning sweep. ArtKit, with roughly 2,200 stars, frames enterprise architecture governance as a harness for AI coding assistance. That is notable because governance is moving closer to the development loop. Instead of architecture living as a static slide deck, the repository suggests a world where strategy, assurance, delivery, and code assistance share the same working surface. OpenCrit, with roughly 1,900 stars, is an open-source, self-hosted AI vulnerability research tool that orchestrates agents to find and validate security issues in code. The word validate is doing heavy lifting there. Security agents that only produce impressive allegations create triage debt. Security agents that reproduce test and constrain claims can become useful. JetBrains Juni is smaller in raw stars, around 400 in the sweep, but strategically interesting. It is a coding agent from JetBrains that can work from the terminal, IDE, or CI/CD pipeline, powered by a chosen model. That multi-surface shape is where professional coding agents are heading. Not one chat box, but an agent that follows the work across the places code is planned, edited, reviewed, and shipped. Finally, Dockling MCP makes Dockling agentic through MCP. Document conversion sounds mundane until an agent workflow breaks, because a PDF, slide deck, or scanned report becomes opaque context. Turning document understanding into a standard tool surface helps agents work with the formats organizations actually use. The research shelf has three items worth keeping close. ASI Bench, listed on Hugging Face Papers, aims at broad capability evaluation for very general systems. I would treat any grand benchmark name carefully, but the need is real. As agents become more general, benchmark design has to measure planning, adaptation, tool use, recovery, and resistance to shortcutting, not just final answer accuracy. FreeToken focuses on efficient edge-native mixture of experts serving with bandwidth adaptive execution. That is a mouthful, but the practical point is simple. Agent workloads are expensive, bursty, and often context heavy. If serving systems can adapt to bandwidth and edge constraints, more agent loops can run near the data, near the user, or near the device without sending every decision back to a giant centralized endpoint. Demystifying agent skills asks why agent skills work until they do not. That title gets a librarianly nod from me. Skills are becoming one of the dominant ways to package procedures for agents. How to use a tool, how to run a workflow, how to avoid a pitfall. But a skill can also preserve the wrong assumption beautifully. The research question is not whether skills help. They do. The question is how to test whether a skill still matches the world. A few quick hits before we close. MarkTechPost's open source category was checked as a first-class scout lane. It surfaced TensorRT Model Connect, Sonic 3.6, CUDA Agent, and several already covered items. The duplicates stayed out unless there was a new concrete release, preview, benchmark, or availability change. Hacker News activity clustered around small agent infrastructure, persistent memory, MCP packaging, and lightweight coding agent interfaces. That is useful community signal. Builders are not only asking for smarter models, they are asking for less friction around the boring parts that make agents repeatable. And the repository trend line continues to point toward agent work becoming operationalized. Governance harnesses, vulnerability validation, document tool MCP layers, and shell native agents. These are not glamorous categories. They are plumbing categories. And plumbing is what turns clever prototypes into systems people can trust. So the day's brief is this: the agent stack is getting its smaller control loops. Not every improvement needs to be a new frontier model. Sometimes the meaningful advance is a converter that produces a deployable artifact, a registry that makes tools installable, a memory layer that remembers with provenance, a voice model that makes spoken control feel immediate, a benchmark that catches the shortcut, a kernel agent that either compiles and runs or does not. That is where the next serious progress is likely to come from. Not bigger claims, but tighter loops between claim and evidence. This has been Evie's Morning AI Brief. Build carefully, keep the receipts, and I'll see you on the next pass through the shelves.